Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Big issues, big guests, welcome in. And nobody that I can think of that you'd want in the trenches in the middle of these kangaroo courts than Corey Lewandowski. He joins us again here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Corey, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me back on. I appreciate it.
Well, Corey, we're calling it the Price is Right test. We saw that CBS, the time they went to the Price is Right, and they're staying with the Price is Right. Because to me, a lot of this is, will Democrats be able to get an audience? They flunked on the first day, and I think today is even worse. If they can't, that won't drive conversation, which drives poll numbers and anything else. How do you see it?
Well, look, if it were me and I was pencil neck little Adam Schiff, I would have had my best players on the first day, meaning 2 days ago on Wednesday. Because if you want to engage the American people, you want to give them the opportunity to be sucked into the hearing, to see that, oh my God, if you're Adam Schiff, there is just so much evidence and such a compelling story to be told that I have to tune in the next day and the next day and the next day. But they didn't do that. They put two career bureaucrats up who were so boring. The conversation was so boring. They admitted they had never spoken to the president, had no direct knowledge of the conversations that took place. And so, look, this is a sham. And this is an impeachment in public opinion only. And I think the good news for the Republicans is they're going to fail in convincing the American people that this president should be removed. There was no underlying crime, unlike in Watergate, where there was a break-in. There was no underlying crime, unlike in the Bill Clinton years, where it was called perjury. He lied under oath about things. There is no underlying crime. These hearings are so boring, they're a sham, that they're not going to convince anybody that this president should be removed.
Now, Nancy Pelosi seems to have gotten the memo from pencil neck that, okay, the crime the American people will understand, to your point, is bribery.
Well, she said that, but there's no evidence of this. Look, you know, Donald Trump is the richest man ever to serve as the president of the United States by a factor of about 30, and he didn't get into this business to make money. He got into this business to save our country from the socialist agenda, which they are trying to put forth on the other side. And so this president didn't receive anything of value whatsoever. And don't forget, the 2016 election is what this president asked to go and have investigated, not the 2020 election. And in 2016, your listeners need to be reminded of this, Donald Trump was a private citizen. He held no public office, had no capacity to direct the government to do anything. And so for him to find out if there was any problems with the 2016 election should be the responsibility of those individuals to make sure that they never happen again going forward.
I think the point he's been making the last couple of days, you've made before too, but it's a good one to emphasize too, is Ukraine did get the money. There wasn't a holdup. They all say, their government, that they didn't think of any quid pro quo. And the results are that President Trump has been much better for Ukraine in real terms, as far as defense, et cetera, than President Obama.
Well, it's 100% true. The defense minister of Ukraine has said he didn't even know the money was being held. The ambassador who testified today was recalled prior to the conversation on the telephone ever taking place. We have provided the Ukraine with military equipment, which is necessary for their own defense, more so than what President Obama has ever done. So today the Ukraine is safer because of the policies of this administration than they have ever been. So the notion that there's a quid pro quo, which they said is a Latin term, and they didn't want to continue to use it because they didn't think the American people would understand what that meant. Now they're saying it was just a quid. And then they're saying, well, it wasn't just a quid. Now they're trying to use the word bribery. The point is, they're throwing every possible terminology at the wall to try and see what will stick with the American people. And the answer is, none of it will, because there was no crime there.
Are you in the camp that thinks, though, which way do you see it now? I guess there's some shot, Corey, that Nancy Pelosi would pull back from this, or their base of their party is bloodthirsty on this. They'll still go forward with it. thereby reassuring the election of President Trump in 2020?
Well, we heard Nancy Pelosi yesterday say it's going to be up to the committees to decide if they're going to vote on impeachment. And the reason she's saying that is because she knows that this is a political loser for the Democratic caucus. 31 members of the Democratic caucus, freshman members, are elected in districts that Donald Trump won in 2016. And they know that if they vote on impeachment, they will likely lose the majority again, and it will be a resounding victory for the Republicans with Donald Trump on the top of the ticket in 2020. That being said, you also have to understand that Nancy Pelosi yesterday finally recognized the importance of passing the USMCA, which has been a priority of this administration to create tens of thousands of new jobs, because the Democrats have achieved nothing in the first year that they've been in power, and they have to be able to go back and campaign on something. So I think you're going to see these two votes tied together, one which is the potential impeachment of the President of the United States, the second which is the USMCA vote, so that they can go back to their districts and say, look, we're delivering for you. And on the multiple articles, most of these members of Congress in these 31 districts are going to vote no on impeachment on multiple articles and yes on one of them, so that they can go back and say that they are not partisans, and we know that not to be the truth.
That's very smart. Very, very smart. Now, let's turn to presidential politics. Last time you were on, you said Elizabeth Warren. I still think Elizabeth Warren. It's even clearer to me. But I didn't think about it. You probably have a calculus on this. Deval Patrick getting into the game, I don't think has any shot, but does it indicate President Obama would have to give the okay in some way, and that he doesn't trust Joe Biden to win that lane and be somebody that can stop Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah, I think what this really says, and I still agree that right now this is Elizabeth Warren's race to lose. I think she's looking at Pete Buttigieg as their vice presidential running mate right now, which would be a fairly strong ticket for them. But with Deval Patrick's entrance into the race yesterday, at a last-minute entry, that is a clear indication that the Democrats are not happy with their nominees, because they know that they can't beat Donald Trump. Elizabeth Warren is far too progressive. Deval Patrick is much more conservative with a small c. He is not seen as a bomb thrower. His campaign announcement was one where bringing people together, bringing big ideas together. He is not beholden to the far left wing of the Democratic Party, which has propped up Elizabeth Warren and the socialist movement. And so this is, if not a an actual endorsement of Barack Obama, is clearly a complicit endorsement from President Obama, saying, Deval, you should get in this race. We know how close those two individuals were, and that is because they know that Elizabeth Warren cannot carry one state that Hillary Clinton lost in 2016.
And they know that Biden doesn't get to the finish line. Can Deval Patrick, particularly in, you know, African-American in South Carolina, be a force there that diminishes Biden?
Yeah, Joe Biden is not going to be the Democratic nominee. That I'm very certain of. He's burning through cash. His campaign is not very sophisticated for a former 36-year incumbent U.S. senator and two-term vice president of the United States. His campaign is really in shambles. And so he doesn't have the grassroots support. The Democratic Party has left Joe Biden, and so he's not progressive enough to run in that lane. He's trying to run the moderate lane. He's losing in New Hampshire. He's losing in Iowa. His hope and desires was that he would make it to South Carolina. But with the entrance of Deval Patrick in the race, I think Deval Patrick's going to go to South Carolina and perform very well and take a significant portion of the African-American vote away from Joe Biden. And I will predict, just like Jeb Bush, Joe Biden does not make it after South Carolina. He'll get out of the race.
Wow, that's bold. Now, you, listeners always ask me when they know you're going to, I got a lot of social media today. Are you still looking at the Senate, New Hampshire? I know you got to get past all this impeachment and all that stuff with the president.
You bet I am. And look, my priority has always been to make sure this president, vice president, reelected as the leader. That being said, I'm in the campaign office as we speak right now, the Trump-Pence reelection campaign, as I do this interview, and meeting with the senior leadership team, talking about my U.S. Senate race. If I get in this race, I'm going to win, and the people of New Hampshire will have a fighter for them in the U.S. Senate.
Well, we will nationwide. Yes. How do people support that? What do they do to egg you on or show you support? What should they do?
StandWithCorey.com. StandWithCorey.com. That's the website where people can go and sign up and get more information. StandWithCorey.com and encourage me to run. I'm going to make my decision by the end of the year for sure. That way I'll have the financial resources to compete. I have the grassroots support to compete. And if I get in this race, June Shaheen will be sent from Washington, D.C., back to New Hampshire, wherever she's from. No one's seen her in the last 12 years, so I'm not sure where she actually lives, but they know I live in New Hampshire.
Hey, I heard you wowed them in Montgomery County, too. That was very, very good.
That was a great event, and it's always a pleasure to be back in Pennsylvania. I can tell you this, it is a priority for the president. You are certain to see him often in that state, and is ground zero. And your listeners know this, but we need them to do even more than they did in 2016 because the Democrats are focused and fired up.
Absolutely. Corey Lewandowski, thank you, Corey, as always.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.